Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also play us on your smart speakers at home. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio, and it'll play it live. It is 409, 80 degrees on this last day of September, Tuesday, September 30th. And like all Tuesdays, we bring in our friend Tommy Marquez, a Navy veteran who I think just fell down, and a senior member of Congress for many years. And he brings us the information from Washington and for our veterans community to keep us updated. Tommy, how are you doing?
Good, Rob. I'm good.
All right. Sounded like the phone tipped over or something there. So.
No, not sure. What's going on there? Who knows? It could be the Chinese.
Probably. They're listening on us again. So we had an all-calls meeting today. Not unusual. Very unusual to have all senior 07s and above in the same room in Quantico, Virginia, for a meeting with Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and President Trump decided to stop in and let them... Listen to him for a while, and it was interesting. He said, "You know, if anyone here does not agree with me, you can get up and leave right now." And I didn't see many people getting up and leaving, though.
Yeah, well, here's the thing: is it unusual for them to all be in Quantico, Virginia, at the same time? Yeah, that is odd. That is something that has not happened in my lifetime, nor have I ever heard stories from old timers saying that they had experienced anything like that. However, I will tell you this. All hands calls were constant. And I remember prior to 9/11 having an all hands call. And also after 9/11, immediately after an all hands call. And it probably went a lot like the one that Secretary of War Hegseth and President Trump had today, where they basically said in those all hands calls, make the main thing the main thing. We have gotten too far away from our ultimate purpose, what we are here to do. And I believe that's a good thing. And I think it is absolutely necessary because there's still all these individuals who are just within the DOD who are there and they want to have, you know, and I'm not even talking about the woke policies where you're having men in dresses reading story time and all those kinds of stupid things or DEI programs. I'm not even talking about those things. There's too much of a focus in the military, for instance, in the Navy, on mandatory promotions for the recycling petty officer. All right? There's focus on programs like that. And so I'll tell you right now, if you were the recycling petty officer, we all knew that you sucked at your job. You were not efficient at what you did. There's no way if you were really good at your job, they would let you go for 10 to 12 hours a day or 45 days at a time somewhere else to do recycling. But individuals did this all the time, and they got mandatorily promoted. They had all these evaluation and fitness report bullets that they would get. for caring about the environment and going through the trash and recycling it. That is not the main purpose of the Department of War. That is not the main purpose of the Marine Corps, Navy, despite all the jokes that we all say about each other, that is not the purpose. And they need to make the main thing, and give back, because they've gotten so far astray where it seems to be now that it's also almost like a test platform for all these woke ideals, DEI, and recycling programs and environmental readiness, the REMI program, sensitivity training. That is not what you are there to do. You are there to be able to project America's will and to seek and destroy the enemy and prepare to seek and destroy the enemy if called upon. And I'm glad that they're doing this, and they need to get back on track. And I have no problem with somebody saying, hey, man, I'm not here for that. I don't want to do that. I care more about these programs. Or I intimately disagree with the president, and I want to resign. Like, kudos. Good for you. Do it. No hard feelings here. It's not for everyone. And so they need more of these kind of conversations that are blunt and to the point. Also about losing weight and weight standards. Hey, I'm overweight now. I will tell you, when I was in the military, Rob, I was always a top performer on my physical fitness evaluations. I was never a pound overweight. I had to work hard to get enough weight to keep on me. And so they need to be ready to go to battle. They need to be ready and fit. And if that's not occurring in our current military, then they need to go, and we need to start again.
No doubt. And I'm a big fan of the single standard when it comes to our combat arms. And that does not mean if you happen to be working in an office somewhere, yes, you should still meet minimum standards. But if you're in a combat arms role, you need to meet higher standards. And I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what sex you are. I don't care how you dress. I don't care what you call yourself. You need to meet that standard. And having both a son and daughter who are active duty in our military, it could one day save both their lives. Because
right. And that's an important point, Rob. You're not being a hypocrite and just saying this from afar. You know that your daughter is in there, and she's being held to the same physical standard as a pilot as your son is, who is also a pilot. And my niece is at the Naval Academy. Let me tell you, she's like a daughter to me. Excuse me, West Point. Oh, my gosh. She's going to kill me for that.
I'm going to save that clip and send it to her. You're in trouble, Uncle Tommy.
I know. I am definitely in trouble. But back to the point, Rob, we're not being hypocrites. My niece is at West Point, and I know she's having to really commit herself to maintain that standard. And we're saying, hey, that's the way it should be. So we're not saying it from, you know, miles away and rules for thee, not for me. We believe in it.
No.
We're seeing it with our own families.
When these new standards came down, and again, they've only been in power for this year, my daughter is the first Marine class at Quantico, TBS class, to have a single standard. And the medical corps down there called all the women in and said, listen, you're going to have to meet the same standard as everybody else. We don't know what to expect. You're our guinea pigs. You're our test case. We are going to give you extra supplements of vitamin C and calcium and zinc and magnesium to help, you know, with your bone density and such like that. But let us know, you know, how we could support you. But, you know, you have to meet this standard. And believe me, it was tough. I got the messages from my daughter saying, you know, this is crazy. And then as it went on, as she pushed herself past limits she never thought she had, now it's all gung-ho. Hey, let's get on to this. She's out of a class of 300 and something, she's above the top 30%, and that's whole person score. That's both academic and physical, all the evolutions that they're going to. But I'm glad they have that standard, because not only one day is that going to save her life possibly, especially being United States Marine, but she may have to save someone like my son one day, and I want her to be able to do that. And if my son's going to depend on people, if he happens to go down or something happens to where their base is attacked, you know, the women who are serving side by side with him, he can be confident that they are capable physically of doing the job. It could possibly save both their lives, and I'm all for it, and I don't see how this is an issue one way or another. Listen, if you meet the standard, you meet the standard. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't care about who rescues me, their color, their religion, any of that. I just want the most equipped, well-trained individual who can go out there and do it, right? And this is a good thing, because we've seen, like, the Palisade fires. We've seen And we've had liberals like Bill Maher get on and say, hey, having all this DEI isn't helpful for fighting fires. It really isn't. You can say all you want that, oh, it's great and it makes us safer. It really doesn't. And that's the exact same thing with the military. And they need to get back to that. They are getting back to that. There is going to be some resistance. Nobody wants to be the first class to have to go through that. But that's what it is. I imagine back in the 50s and 60s, when desegregation was going on in the military, that there was people who were upset about that. And guess what? Get over it. Get over it. And they had to, and the military's stronger because we have a diversified force that has a commonality in their goal of protecting America. And we're going to do the exact same thing here. We want the top people, get rid of all the world DEI programs, make the main thing the main thing. We're not here to fix the environment. We're here to impose our will against other nations if need be.
Yeah, and you know, I sent you an X post from earlier today where an MSNBC host posted that Hegseth called the generals in to fat shame them. And I said, your boss informing you of minimum standards is not shaming, it's leadership. And that's all he was doing. He said, listen, if you are going to be the leader in men and women in our armed services, you're going to pass the same standards they do. And I'm sick and tired of seeing fat admirals and fat generals walking around the Pentagon. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Secretary of War.
Yeah, absolutely. I expect nothing less from Sam Steen, the MSNBC reporter. This is also the same individuals in the same network, I should say, that had all these horrible headlines about President Trump cutting the VA and removing the VA benefits. Yet, a story came out last week that no one is talking about, Rob. If I could just jump to it real quick. Did you guys see that the backlog for VA claims of over 127 days is down 47%? It's down 47%. It's down to 144,000. When President Trump took office in January 2025, it was 264,000. It had skyrocketed under the Biden administration. So they've removed a lot of bad actors at the VA, poor performers, and they've told people who don't, if you don't want to be here, go. We'll let you resign right now. And in doing so, and creating the standard and a culture, and I know I keep talking about this, but the culture has changed at the VA where you have a secretary, Doug Collins, who doesn't want to do something else. He's not trying to get in to be the Secretary of Defense or the Secretary of the Navy. Doug Collins wants to be the Secretary of the VA, and he's doing a really good job of it because he has crushed, it's almost down 50% in 1 year, what they built up over the last 4 years. And he's doing this while barely getting appointees, finally getting some of them in this last month. So he's been, you know, with one arm tied behind his back, telling people, do your job or you're going to get fired, and all of a sudden, things are picking up at the VA. And that brings me to the last thing I want to real quick touch on, Rob. I know everyone's worried about the shutdown of veterans and active duty are worried about the shutdown. If you're on active duty, I want to remind you, you have nothing to worry about. You will be paid. I lived in a time when I was in the military, and there was two shutdowns that occurred, and we were paid. Everything will be fine. They changed the laws in Congress, so the military gets paid no matter what. 97% of the employees at the VA will continue to work. VA service-connected disability, GI Bill, VA medical centers, outpatient clinics, they will all be up and running. None of them will be affected by a shutdown, regardless of the length. And that is because of a couple of different reasons. But essentially, these are mandatory spending programs, and these funds are not tied to the annual appropriation bills. The trigger shutdowns, thank God, because Congress has not been able to pass any real funding, I don't know, seven out of the last 8 years that I can think of right off the top of my head. They've been delayed or didn't get anything passed. So they've worked in the past to make sure that veterans and active duty, their benefits, their care, and those kind of things aren't going to be affected. And that's a good thing. So if you're in one of those groups, you're protected. Also, Social Security is not going to be affected, Rob. I know people are calling in about that, saying it's going to affect their Social Security. That's not true, and the post office is still going to work for those of you who use the post office.
Yes, indeed. Tommy, as always, great information there, great discussion today, but we're going to have to leave it there, my friend, because we're up against the top of the hour.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you for having me, and that's good to be back.
Thank you, my friend. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. It is 427, 79 degrees here on this Tuesday, September 30th. So a federal judge has warned Powell, yes, that Powell, of obstruction of justice enhancements. Federal judge warned Kids for Cash figure Robert Powell that obstruction of justice enhancements could result in a more severe penalty in his tax evasion case if he fails to file his amended and delinquent tax returns as required by his plea agreement. Powell, now 66, of Palm Beach, Florida, pled guilty in August of 2024 to evading taxes connected to substantial legal fees he earned over the 12-year period at his former Luzerne County-based firm, the Powell Law Group. He's facing a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, but his sentencing has been on hold indefinitely while the parties dispute the amount of tax loss involved. U.S. Attorney's Office maintains Powell owes the government more than $7 million. He failed to pay during a tax evasion scheme of staggering scope. Powell's attorney, Stephen S. Stallings, countered that the government suggested amount is off the mark by more than $4 million due to accounting mistakes. Prosecutors wrote in a court filing in May that Powell had failed to file his tax returns and/or provide any financial information as required by the plea agreement. In a recent filing, the U.S. District Judge Malachi Mannion also noted Powell's extended delay in complying with the plea agreement and warned him of possible consequences for his continued noncompliance more than a year after entering the deal. The defendant is placed on notice that the court may consider obstruction of justice enhancements despite the government's position with respect to not pursuing such an enhancement, Mannion wrote. Further, the court may consider whether the defendant has failed to produce verified financial information as a form of sentencing obstruction. Finally, the defendant jeopardizes his acceptance of responsibility adjustments by failing to comply with the agreement he has made in the plea agreement. A sentencing date has not been set as the parties continue to work through a determination of the total tax loss, but this is no doubt a shot across the bow from the judge stating that you better start doing what you said you were going to do, or maybe you spend a little more time in jail. Powell previously served 18-month prison sentence after pleading guilty to felony counts for failure to report a felony and being an accessory to conspiracy in connection with the Luzerne County's infamous Kid for Cash case. This case just doesn't seem to go away. For them, anyway. According to prosecutors, Powell paid $770,000 to former Luzerne County judges Marcus Chivarella and Michael Conahan, who in turn funneled juvenile defendants to two private for-profit detention centers Powell partly owned. Conahan, 73, was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prisons on racketeering and conspiracy charges, but had his sentence commuted last December by good old buddy Joe Biden. Chivarella, 75, is continuing to serve a 28-year prison sentence in federal correction institution Butner in North Carolina on honest service mail fraud charges. He's scheduled to be released June 18th of 2034. Well, he's 75 years old. 2034, does he make it? We'll see. But let's see if Powell's held accountable here. And it looks like the judge is not very happy with his delays. That's a good thing. It's 4:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement. And today we have two on this day, Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. Going to start off with Trooper David Kedra, Pennsylvania State Police. On this day in 2014, was accidentally shot and killed while participating in a training exercise at the Montgomery County Public Safety Training Complex in Plymouth Township at approximately 4:45 p.m. During the exercise, a live round was discharged and struck the trooper in the chest. He was flown to Temple University Hospital, where he succumbed to those injuries. He had served with the Pennsylvania State Police for just over 2 years. He was survived by his parents, two brothers, sister, and fiance. Police Officer Edward Michael Seltzer, Lower Merion Township Police Department, on this day, September 30th, in 1988. He was shot and killed while searching for a burglary suspect in the Gladwin area. As he investigated an unoccupied vehicle parked in the shoulder of the road, he was confronted by a male suspect. A struggle ensued. The officer Seltzer was shot in the chest. The suspect was apprehended, and investigation showed that he'd be involved in a series of burglaries and sexual assaults in the area. The suspect was sentenced to life in prison. He had served with the Lower Merion Police Township Department for 15 years. He was survived by his wife and three children. And again, that was in 1988. And those are our two in law enforcement.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Enforcement that we honor on this day. Looking at somebody said that the government's going to shut down because no one's talking about Bad Bunny anymore. That's a great observation. It's interesting. And it's interesting because my wife, who's Puerto Rican, didn't know who Bad Bunny was either. So, and I say that because Bad Bunny is from Puerto Rico. So I would think that she would have some inclination of who he was, but she did not. So there goes it again. And listen, we're going to hear about this. And this, I think, and Jake, tell me if I'm wrong. I think this very buzz, this controversy is exactly what the NFL was looking for.
Oh, without a doubt. We're all talking about it.
Yep. Because you got to figure, this early in the game, we don't know who the teams are going to be. So that's, but people are talking about the Super Bowl. How many months in advance? When's the Super Bowl? The end of January?
February 8th.
So, yeah, I mean, kudos to them. But is it going to be that entertaining value? I did hear, though, on the way home yesterday, I was listening to some talk radio, that Taylor Swift was indeed in deep talks, and there were a lot of demands on her part. And one of the things is that the act for the Super Bowl halftime show does not get paid. It's for exposure. And basically, Taylor Swift doesn't need exposure. So was
definitely
there a demand financially?
Not hurting for money either.
Yeah, was there a demand for money? Because it was the demands from her that kind of took her out of the running, from what they were saying on the station I was listening to.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. It's 4:41 here at WILK. Time for weather. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly, a low of 48. I love it. Wednesday, October 1st, sunny, seasonal, high 68. Wednesday night, clear and cold, a low of 40. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 70. Friday, sunny, few clouds, high 72. It's currently 79 degrees here at 441 at your official weather station, WILK. Time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Little Grimm's Pumpkin Hayride. Get a pair of passes for only $25. That's half off. The kids' version of Legendary Reaper's Revenge. Hayride takes you through the magical, enchanted forest filled with Halloween scenes, autumn displays, and festive fun without the scare. Little Grimm's is open every Saturday and Sunday in October, beginning this weekend, Saturday, October 4th. Visit GetMyPerks.com for all the details. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we have been? Let's see what we have on this day, September 30th, throughout history. 1777. The Continental Congress moves from Philadelphia to York, Pennsylvania, due to the British advancement. 1777. 1935, the Hoover Dam, then Boulder Dam, is dedicated by President FDR. 1935 on this day. 1938, the Munich Agreement signed. Chamberlain declares peace for our time. 1947, the first televised World Series game is broadcast in the U.S. 1947. 1949, Berlin Airlift officially ends after supplying West Berlin for 15 months. 1954, the USS Nautilus, we talked about this yesterday, first nuclear power sub is commissioned. 1955, actor James Dean dies in a car crash at age of 24. I did not know he was that young. Wow, 24. 1960, the Flintstones premieres on ABC. It's the first primetime animated TV show. The Flintstones, 1960. 1962, the riots, University of Mississippi at James Meredith integrates the schools. 2005, Michael Eisner resigns as CEO of Disney. That was 2005. Wow. My grandson's at Disney for the first time right now. Got there this weekend. They're down there for 10 days. Got some pictures and some video of him in Epcot last night for Illuminations or whatever they call it now at night. He was having a good time. It's good to see. He was not a big fan of the characters. They went to a character breakfast. But he was not cried or freaked out, just kind of standoffish. And it's a shame. It's surprising because Mickey's his favorite. Some notable birthdays. Elie Wiesel, author, Nobel Peace Prize winner, Holocaust survivor, 1928. Fran Drescher, actress from The Nanny, 1957. T-Pain, I've heard the name again, singer, rapper, producer, don't really know. 1984, and again, as we said, notable deaths, James Dean, 1955, Hollywood actor, died in a car crash at the age of 24. Again, strange, tragic young age there. Just looking at some things coming out of Washington, and I am not seeing anything as far as any change that it looks like the government shutdown will happen. From what I'm told from insiders in Washington, it's not going to be very long. And again, most will not feel any effects of it. And that in itself should be concerning. If our government shuts down and there's really no effects one way or another, what are we paying for? You have to really ask those questions, don't you? I mean, if the government literally shuts down, and I understand essential people will still go to work, the hardworking government workers, which there are plenty, still do their day-to-day work. And like I said, our military gets paid on a monthly basis, so it really will not affect them on a large scale unless it lasts longer than a month, which I don't think anyone foresees. These continuing resolutions need to stop, though. This every couple of months, and we talked about this a couple of months ago when they signed the last continuing resolution, that, you know, this, we need to get back to a balanced budget base. Every financial advisor there is, everyone, and I don't care, take politics out of it. You know, this is an economics, this is a financial issue. Personally, tells you to live within your means, budget your money properly, make sure you have a rainy day fund, don't spend more than you take in. But when it comes to government, we totally throw that out the window. Across the board, be it local government, state government, or federal government. It's just totally the opposite of what every piece of advice you're ever given for financial stability is. It seems our government just does the total opposite. How do we go back to living within our means? It doesn't happen without cuts. It doesn't happen here on a county level. It does not happen on a state level. It does not happen on a federal level without stopping trying to do everything. And it's never been government's role to do everything. It's just when you become used to it, when you become accepting of it, it's harder to break away from that. And then you add the fear of politics and the fear-mongering and the misinformation that's out there, and it just expands it tenfold. And just like yesterday, we talked about the dangers and the benefits of getting your kids away from social media, getting your kids away from these phones that we have in our pockets all the time. The same goes for government. Listen, if all communications went down tonight, no more TV, no more radio, nothing. And by, I'm not talking about traffic signals and stuff. I'm just talking about mass media. TV and radio went down tonight. Would your life and day-to-day operations and the things you do change for the most part? It would be uncomfortable for a few days. But you know what? After a few days of getting used to it, you're going to start picking up a book again. You're going to start talking to the people in your house more. You're going to start paying attention to your environment around you more. You will become more informed on things, maybe take up a hobby. Because you'll realize, hey, I'm not going to waste an hour or 2 hours watching my TV. I'm not going to take the time of doing these things. On your way home, instead of listening to the radio, you might have to have a conversation with the people that are in the car with you. And that's not a bad thing. But our life really doesn't change. I think it gets better. I think we become more in touch with ourselves and our people around us that are closest to us. I think we focus more on becoming better individuals by simply reading. And I don't care if it's a fictional book or learning about history or picking up something like a carpentry book or an electrical book on how to do things around the house. A how-to book. I mean, that's a lot of what I read at home. That betters who we are. It makes us stronger individuals. Anything you increase your skill set by. And again, that could just be simply reading fiction. You know, you're brushing up on your reading skills. You're testing your eyesight. You're working your brain, your hands, your fingers, your eyes. You're immersing yourself in those words. But that's what happens. Not knowing what's going on in Washington every minute of the day, not knowing what's going on with your politicians, not caring what's going on with them, will be better for you personally and your environment. So just like I talked about yesterday, you know, the dangers to our children when it comes to social media and 24/7 access to media. I mean, think about it. Really think about that. If not now, later tonight when you're laying in bed or where you're sitting in front of the TV. If communication, if TV and radio went out tonight and it was just not coming back, in a very short amount of time, I think 3 or 4 days after wandering around and becoming used to the new norm, you will start doing things to better yourself. And again, that could be simple as picking up a book, talking to the people around you more, maybe spending more time outside because you're not sitting inside watching a TV or playing a game or whatever it is. we have more control over our destiny and our well-being than we realize. We've abdicated that control to others, to media. We let the environment affect us, our mentality, our personal, our personality, our anger levels, our joy levels. And we need to do better getting away from that. Yeah, we do indeed. While we're talking about enjoying your inside more, let me tell you about Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, because I sure am enjoying the inside of my house. Today it was hitting the 80-degree mark. We did have the air conditioning on, I will admit, because I do have those big 8-foot by 8-foot picture windows in my family room, and it does heat up pretty good. So that, that Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, which also does my air conditioning, kicked it on, was cool and comfortable right off the bat. And when it's 40 degrees, the weather tomorrow morning, I can almost guarantee my wife will have the heat on that same unit, because that's as easy as it is. You hit heat, AC, or just maintain and put it at 72 degrees, and it'll put on the heat or air conditioning depending on what the temperature is. But the family at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, they're a Mitsubishi Diamond Elite Contractors, trained premier comfort specialists, if that's the route you want to go. 24/7, 365-day service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day, and that family values an atmosphere. That's what I wanted mostly in a company here to install my system. Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, that Monk family, their name's on everything, and they stand behind everything just like that. They're not some big contractor. They're not a corporation which really doesn't care what's going on locally. They are Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Their name's on everything, so they truly care. So give them a call. See what they can do for your heating and air conditioning needs. You could check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Don't worry, I'm reading all your text messages there. I'm getting them here. The SPCA has bought former Dundee Gardens property to expand their shelter services. This was great news I'm hearing the other day. Luzerne County Chapter of Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals has acquired the former Dundee Gardens property along Sansui Parkway with plans to make it a nonprofit's main location. Officials for the organization announced this week on Monday. The SPCA, which has operated in Luzerne County since 1957, plans to keep its current location on Plains Township to be used for other purposes, said president of the board of directors. We're going to use both properties for some time to come. We're going to remodel Dundee Gardens in phases. We have some other ideas for its current location as well. Believes the SPCA purchased the 12-acre former Dundee Gardens property from the Sheehy family for $2.95 million. Todd Hevner, the local SPA's executive director, announced the acquisition Monday morning in a message to friends and supporters of the organization. They purchased the property with a purpose to expand and enhancing the shelter facilities to better serve the needs of the community. Dundee Gardens was a legendary gardening and home decor business, closed its sprawling location in August after more than 70 years. It's good to see this property go to good use. The purchase of the former Dundee Gardens facility was necessary because the SPCA, which is currently located in Main Street in Plains Township near the Mohegan, Pennsylvania Casino, has faced challenges due to the aging infrastructure of the building and overcrowding. This hopefully gives them the room and facility to provide more service. And unfortunately, these services are much needed in our area. So if you are a supporter of the SPCA, looks like they could use your help. And I reach out to them, congratulate them on their acquisition of this property. And if you can help them in any way, by all means, help our local people who help us. It's coming up on 5 o'clock here at WILK. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.